بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب فضل العتق. In this chapter is the virtue of setting a slave free. There are no more slaves in the world, but this was, it has come along in history all along. Well before the advent of Islam also, there was slavery. Islam did not encourage, did not promote slavery, as false propaganda is made against Islam. But slavery was in the lifestyle, was in the culture of the people from before Islam. Islam had planned such a way, a planning, that slavery got abolished naturally and went away. Like for example, so many virtues for freeing a slave. If a person frees a slave, he gets so much sawab. So people were keen to free a slave. Also, for many actions, the expiation of it, the kafara of it, is to set slaves free. Consequently, we see it is narrated that one person had set in his lifetime 30,000 slaves free. A person in one day had set 8,000 slaves free. So this was a natural way that Islam brought, that it did not upset the apple cart also which was carrying on, and in a beautiful way Islam demolished and took away slavery. And those people who accuse that in Islam there is slavery, they themselves, right till recently in America, there was slave trade. They should get slaves from Africa to work for them. Slavery was a common thing till so late. Islam had finished it up long, long ago before that. With regard to this, Allah Ta'ala says, قال الله تعالى فَلَقَتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ. The people have not yet crossed the valley, that is the hardships and difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَ. And what can explain to you what the difficulties and hardships of the day of Qiyamah will be, and how to cross it and get over with it. Amongst the many things, فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ, to set a slave free. That will be also helpful very greatly, that a person gets freed of the difficulties and hardships of the day of Qiyamah. Today there aren't slaves and we don't have the opportunity of setting a slave free. But there are many a'mal which have come, that if a person does them, he will get the reward of setting a slave free, of setting so many slaves free. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me من أعتق رقبة مسلمة. A person who sets a Muslim slave free, أعتق الله أعتق الله بكل عضو منه عضوا منه. Allah will set free for every part of the body of that slave, every part of your body, Allah will set it free and save it from the fire of Jahannam. As you did this great favor, that person who was living under the yoke of somebody, he had no choice of his own, and now you make him a free person, that he lives his own free life. What a great favor you had done. In return, Allah will set you free from the fire of Jahannam. If you were by your actions going to the fire of Jahannam, but you had, for example, set a free slave for every part of his body, Allah will set your part of that, or of that same type of part, Allah will set of your body free from the fire of Jahannam. Hatta farjahu bi farjihi. And so much so that his private part by your private part. A person commonly gets involved in the sin of using his private part in various ways, whether it's adultery, whether it's fornication, whether it's masturbation, various types of sin. So you set that whole slave free, every part of your body, even the guna that you had committed with regard to zina, fornication, adultery, Allah will set that also free from the fire of Jahannam. So we should today try and find out all those amal by which we get the sawab of setting a slave free and do those actions. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه says قلت يا رسول الله. I asked, oh Allah's Rasul, أيُّ الْعَامَالِ أَفْضَلِ. Which of all actions, which is the best of actions? What is the best thing a person can do? قال الإيمان بالله. The greatest and best of actions is to have one's iman, and our iman must be intact and correct. And especially in these days, when now there is a direct attack on iman, a person must make sure that his iman is correct. So much of effort of the Qadianis, of the Shias, of the Salafis, of various other groups, a person must be modernism, a person must be very careful and make sure that his iman is intact. The second, wal jihadu fi sabilillah, to make jihad in the path of Allah, to go and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. قَالَ كُلْتُ أَيُّ الرِّقَابِ أَفْضَلْ. Then I asked, which of the slaves to set them free is the most virtuous? There are various types of slaves, slaves which are cheap in price, slaves which are very expensive also. So which slave to set him free, will there be the most sawab? قَالَ أَنْفُسَهَا أَنْفَسُهَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that slave that you like very much, he's a very good slave, he's serving you very well, very diligent, very obliging, very good slave. وَأَكْثَرُهَا ثَمَنًا. And the one that is very expensive also. He has got great qualities, so he's very expensive also. He's a great tradesman, for example. He has got great some art in him. And you like him also very much. What you like very much, to spend that in the path of Allah, that has got the greatest reward. Anyway, there is no more slavery left, and it is now up to us that we do those amal in which we get the sawab of setting a slave free. That is such a great thing that we will be set free of all the tortures and difficulties and hardships of the day of Qiyamah. It will be complete compensation and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.